I want us to ponder this morning verse 10 of this chapter that we have just read together. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. The title for our message this morning is A Doorstep Challenge. Now, I had thought of another title for this same message, a home mission sermon, but I changed it and called it A Doorstep Challenge. And I trust that our remarks today will be such that would inspire us to serve the Lord faithfully, even in the very place that God has put us. If God had so willed it, He could have taken each one of us to heaven the moment we were saved. But God didn't do that. It wasn't necessary for us to remain here a moment longer in order to prepare us and to equip us for heaven. God could have taken us the very moment that He saved our souls and washed us in the blood of Christ. He did it with the dying thief on the cross. He took him to paradise that very same day. And so, God could have willed it that we could have been taken the moment we were saved, but He didn't. And so why? Let us ask ourselves the question, why are we here? And of course, anybody who knows the Shorter Catechism will know the very first question. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God. And then it concludes by saying, and to enjoy Him forever. And so we are here that we might glorify God. God would not keep His children out of paradise one moment longer than was necessary. He wouldn't keep us in a world of sin, in a world of tribulation, any longer than was needful for us. But I believe with all my heart this morning that we're here for a purpose. We're here for a reason, as the children of the Lord, as the salt of the earth, to be witnesses, to be testimonies, and to glorify the Lord on earth. And we want to glorify the Lord on earth as we serve Him and seek to win souls for His kingdom. We can glorify God by bringing others to Christ, by witnessing to them concerning their need of salvation, going out and compelling them to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only compelling them to come to His house to hear His word, but compelling them to trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation. And so we are here on earth to sow and to scatter the good seed of the Word of God, that we might be faithful for Him like ploughmen ploughing up the fallow ground, the hard ground. We are here as heralds, telling forth and telling around what a dear Savior we have found, and of His mighty power to save, and of His willingness to save those who will come to Him. We're here to herald the coming of our Master. Oh, He has come once to redeem us, but He's coming again. And He's coming to receive us to Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. And so we're here as the pillars of this world's happiness or peace, as it were, in order that we might proclaim the message of peace. That message of forgiveness which brings satisfaction and joy to the hearts of sinners. We're here for a purpose. And so I believe that our text this morning presents to us a doorstep challenge, because it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. I want to look at this text, break it up into three simple parts, and ask three very simple questions and try to answer them. First of all, I'm going to ask the question, what shall I do as a Christian? What shall I do? Then secondly, I'm going to ask the question, how shall I do it? And then thirdly, let us ask the question, why should I do it? Very simple questions. Breaking up the verse, and I trust it will stick in our minds, that God will apply it to our very hearts. First of all, What shall I do? Perhaps there are some here and you say, oh, I know I'm saved. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I love Him with all my heart. And what shall I do for Him? Let's give the answer that's in the text. Here it is. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. That's what I shall do. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, let us do that. And this verse, I believe, refers to that which is near to us. That which is close at hand. Not that which is miles away beyond the seas. Not that which is beyond our reach. Not that which we cannot attain to. But that which is beside home. It's a doorstep challenge. It's a home missionary challenge. It's a challenge for us to do that which is beside us. Even before we go out to the far corners of the world. So let us do that which is near at hand. We are not called upon, even today in this house, none of us are called upon to do that which is far away. We're here in God's house this morning, and God calls us to do that which our hand findeth to do. And I trust we'll do it with all our might. Some people are always desiring to do something miles off that which is far away. Many a young man perhaps would think it very great if he could stand up in the midst of China and preach the gospel to the communists there in China. But that's not at hand. Today that is not within your reach. Today that is not within your grasp. And the Bible tells us to do that which our hand findeth to do. And we often put off a good work by attempting or imagining that if only we were in such and such a place, if only circumstances were different, then I could do a tremendous work for God. And we're seeking to reach out something which we cannot touch. And therefore we leave undone a good task beside home. And so the Bible this morning would help us as home missionaries to present this doorstep challenge that we each one might be found faithful serving God in the very place where He has put us. Serving God in this church faithfully. Serving God in witnessing for Him in our daily round and common task. Whether it be at work or employment or at school, making sure that our testimony for Christ is being borne in a way that brings glory and honor to His name. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Maybe some young person, and they aspire after a preaching ministry like C.H. Spurgeon or Dr. Paisley or some other great notable preacher. And while that is good in itself to have a desire like that, yet let us remember that at this moment in time, God has called you to do that which is in your reach. Such a ministry may not be within your grasp at this moment in time, but God has given you a ministry presently. Let us take up the challenge of that ministry. Let us take up the challenge of reaching out our hand and touching whatever comes within our grasp and do it with all our might to the glory and honor of the Lord. Perhaps some of the young ladies would desire to be a Mary Slessor or a Florence Nightingale. Meanwhile, while this desire is unfulfilled, let us do that which is within our grasp, not leaving aside the work of God until such an occasion comes, but to be found faithful now in the place of God's appointment. That's important. And the person who's no good at home, the person who's no good perhaps with his ordinary employment, is unlikely to be any good with God, even on the mission field. And so let us do that which we find our hand reaching out to do, and to do it with all our might to the glory of God. Let's reach out to the streets of Greenville, to the very neighborhood around this district. Oh, we desire perhaps to be far off, witnessing and bringing the heathen to Christ. But let's begin around the streets of Greenville. The doorstep challenge. And if we're faithful here, then praise God, it's most likely we'll be faithful in a far off place. So let us reach out to that which is within our reach, within our grasp. Some might say, well, I can't preach. Well, that may be as far as you're concerned? Well, you may be able to distribute tracts. You may be able to go out from door to door and help with the visitation. You may be able to speak a word for Christ as you knock on a door and somebody opens that door. And here something is within your grasp. Here is something is within your reach, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. And every one of us in this house today can find this part of service. It's within our reach. The church has made this available to us. The church has made this available to us so that we can reach to it. And so we can certainly begin in the very streets and avenues and drives of Greenville, around this neighborhood, and do that which the Lord lays upon our hearts. There was an old law in England many years ago, long before they had the present system of cleaning and sweeping the streets of London. It was a law in which every man was responsible for cleaning that part of the street which lay closest to his own door. And again, we find this illustrated in the building of the wall of Jerusalem, when Nehemiah and those who returned from captivity were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, that great city. That great work, we find in Nehemiah, it says, each man built that part of the wall which was against his own house. He didn't go to the other side of the city to build somebody else's part. He built that which was beside his own house. And I believe here we have a basis of scriptural working for Jesus Christ. Let us begin at home. Let us begin on our own doorstep. And if we're found faithful on the doorstep at home, praise God, He'll bless. And He'll lead to greater things. Oh, may it be that today we'll do the things which are at hand. And we'll do them with all our might. And then I believe this text not only refers to things which are at hand, but it refers to things which are possible. Not something which is an impossible dream, but something which is possible. It's very easy to have a mind or a head full of plans and not be able to see those plans brought to fruition in our lives. It's good that the Lord sometimes takes the will for the deed, because very often the plans and the imaginations we have in our minds, well, they're incomplete and unfulfilled and left unfulfilled. But you know, let us have something, a plan or a scheme that is workable. And praise God, when we reach out to complete that scheme, we'll be able to do it, and God will bless us in it. It's like a story that was read in a missionary magazine, where a particular group of churches advertised in a missionary magazine that they were going to send, this happened a good while ago, they're going to send 100 missionaries to China. And the editor of that magazine put in this article, and then the person in charge of the certain mission to China, he got the article and he read it, and he got in touch with the editor, and he says, "Look, if you just simply stroke off the two noughts after the one and send us one missionary and be prepared to support that missionary, it's worth your goal of 100 in which you're not able to fulfill." And so it's like that very often with the work of God. We are set up a very high standard, as high as the moon, and we shoot at it, not able to hit it. It's good to be able to hit that which we aim for and not be shooting beyond it, and to do that which is at our hand, that which our hand findeth to do. John Bunyan, it's told of him that once he thought he should work miracles. And he wasn't going to ask the sun to go back 10 degrees or anything of that sort, but he thought perhaps, as he rode along on his horse, he would ask God to dry up the puddles on the ground, those little spots of water, and see if God would work it. And as he prayed about this matter, he found out that there wasn't a promise that he could find anywhere in the Word of God to back home his desire to have these things dried up on the road. And so he left it aside very wisely, because it was an unwise thing to do. And it's very easy to have our mind full of schemes and plans, but it's much more important to have that which the Lord would have us to do. And at this moment in time, as God has put his here in this corner of His vineyard. Let us reach out and do that which our hand finds us to do. Not sit back hoping that something greater will come, but to do that which our hand will find to do. What shall I do? That whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, that's what I'll do. May God help me to do it. May the Lord give me grace to do it. May the Lord help me to do it to His honour and to His glory. Something which is near at hand, something which is possible. The story is also told of George Washington, the commander-in-chief, as he drove along on his horse, inspecting his armies in various places. He came across a group of soldiers with the corporal in charge, and they were seeking to erect a fortification against the enemy. And there was one great piece of timber, a great log, which his men were seeking to lift high to erect this fortification. And as George Washington passed by on his horse, he stopped, and he heard the corporal call out to those men, "Lift it! Lift it! Get it higher!" George Washington alighted from his horse, and he went to the corporal and he said, "Look, you're calling to these men to lift this higher. Why don't you go down and give them a hand yourself and help them to get it up?" The corporal stood back and he was so flushed with anger. He says, "Do you know who you're speaking to?" "I'm the corporal." George Washington said, "Oh, I'm very sorry if I have embarrassed you." And he just left him and he went down to where the men were working and he gave them a hand to erect this heavy log, to erect this fortification against the enemy. And when he had it complete, he came back to the corporal and he said, "Corporal, I'm very sorry if I have shamed you. Next time you have got work to do and your men are not able to do it, send for George Washington, the commander-in-chief." And when the corporal heard that, he bowed his head in shame and he said, made confession of his need of helping, even when he is asking others to help. George Washington, the commander-in-chief, was not ashamed to put his shoulder to the work, to help the men to do the job. And may that be with us. Whatever our hand would find to do, we'll not be ashamed to put our shoulder to it. And to help the work along, and to erect the fortifications against the enemy, and to build the bulwarks for Christ, and to extend the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may it be that we'll, whatever our hand would find to do, we'll do it. Visit the sick. That's a job we can do. Visit our neighbors. Tell them of Christ. Give out tracts. What about the Tuesday night visitation? Just let's think about this prayerfully this morning. As the challenge of doorstep missionary work comes to us, let us take it prayerfully upon our hearts today and respond and do that which your hand findeth to do. Oh, I know that many folks are unable to come every Tuesday night. But if we were to sit down prayerfully and think, well, over a period of 1 month, or even take it 2 months, you get your diary out, you say, "This Tuesday night, I'm booked up, I can't go. The second Tuesday night, I've got something else, another appointment. But perhaps the third or the fourth Tuesday night, I could make it available." And once a month or once in every 2 months, we set aside this time that God has given to us to do that in service which our hand would find to do. I believe God would bless. I believe God would reward. And I believe in such a way we'll go forward in the strength of the Lord. What shall I do? Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. And then secondly, let me ask the question, how are we to do it? How shall I do it? And look at what the text says. Do it with thy might. That's how we to do it. Do it with thy might. That is, we do it promptly. Do it at once. We don't fritter away our time sitting down and thinking of what we intend to do tomorrow. The man who intends to do everything tomorrow never does anything. Never does a thing. The man who leaves off a good job until another time never does it. He fritters away his time. And he never becomes any use to the Lord. The past is gone. The future is not ours yet. Now the present is the only time we've got. And so let us do what we can now and do it with all our might. God has given us this. This is all we've got, the present. The past is gone, can't be recalled. The failures of the past can't be brought back and undone. No, we've got the present. So let us do it with all our might. Young Christian, perhaps you're not long converted. You want to find something to do, do it with all your might. Don't wait until you're educated in the Christian life before you serve Christ. Don't wait until you have a better knowledge of how to go about it. Start immediately and get on the job for the Lord and serve Him faithfully. Do it with all thy might. Thank God as you get about the business of the Lord, He will educate you in it. He will help you in it. He will equip you for the task. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Do it promptly. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. It is sin. Jesus said, I must do the works of Him that sent me. The night cometh when no man can work. And friend, this morning the night is coming. The great long night of eternal darkness is coming. And we'll soon not be able to work. And so while it is called day, while the sun is shining, let us be up and doing for Christ, serving the Lord. Let us do it with all our might. Do our day's work with all our might to the glory of the Lord. There is a story told of in the old Roman Empire. They had got an old tradition that when they went out hunting, brought back the bullock or the deer or the animal or whatever it was, and particularly if it was a new animal that they hadn't seen before, they opened that animal and they searched for its heart to see if they could discover the heart of the animal. And in their superstition, if they couldn't discover the heart of the animal, to them it was a bad omen for the future. A bad omen for the future. And I wonder, we as God's children this morning, if we were just to take our work and to spread it out before us and to cut it open and to search for the heart of that work, would we find our hearts in it? Would it be there? If our hearts are not in the work, then it's a bad omen for the future. Doesn't argue well for the days to come. But my, when these men found the heart of the animal, they rejoiced and they danced. Even it was in their old pagan customs. My, how it is when we examine the work that we do for Christ. If our hearts are in it, and we're in it head and ears, heart and all, praise God, He'll bless. That's the kind of service the Lord wants. And that's the kind of service God will bless. May God find here a faithful band of people whose hearts are in the work. They're putting their shoulder to the plough. And are helping to forward the work of God, going on in the strength of His name. How shall I do it? Do it with all my might to the glory of God. May the challenge of doorstep work be in our hearts today. And as God would speak to us, may we ask God to help us to do it with all our might. To do it with all our might. What shall I do? That which my hand findeth to do. How shall I do it? With all my might. And now let's lastly, in closing, ask the simple question, why should I do it? The Bible tells us in this chapter, and this verse again, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Is that not a good reason why we should do it? Oh, the day is coming when death will overtake us. Death will come, and that will be the end of all our serving God on earth. That will be all the end of our preaching, all the end of our praying, all the end of our testimony, all the end of our serving God, and all the end of reaching perishing souls for the kingdom of Christ. Why should I do it? Because the night cometh when I'm not able to work. Oh, let us do it tonight, today, with all our hearts. There's a reason why we should do it. Let us do it. There's a day coming when I'll not be able to preach anymore. There's a day coming when I'll lie cold and silent in the grave, and these lips will never move again.
No mountain ever hear my voice. And mother, there's a day coming when your children will never hear your voice again. So let you, father, mother, be faithful in the upbringing of your children. Do it with all your might. Because the day cometh when there's no work. Not even any knowledge. No device, no wisdom to be found in the grave. The Sunday school teacher, teach that class faithfully. One day, perhaps, it'll be said that the children will say, your Sunday school teacher's dead. And they might even go to the grave, but there'll be no response, there'll be no answer. And so whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Because the day is coming when your work will be done. And no man will ever get the chance to come back to finish an unfinished task. And if you leave an unfinished task for God here, then your work will suffer loss and your reward will be lessened in glory. And God will never give you the opportunity to come back and to speak to that next door neighbor. I've lived 20, 30, 40, 50 years and I've never spoken to my next door neighbor. Lord, I'll never be able to come back from the grave to finish that undone task. May God help us today to work for Him. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us tell of all His wondrous love and power. And when all of life is over, and when our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there, not be ashamed to stand before my God, because I've served Him faithfully here below. Oh, let us do this work for the glory of the Lord. A doorstep challenge, the challenge of this neighborhood, the challenge of this city, the challenge of these next coming weeks. My, when we consider the services that are coming up, the family service, oh, let us take up the challenge today. Let us faithfully serve God. God hasn't promised us success in an outward manifestation of success. But if we are faithful, I believe God will give us the reward of faithfulness. May we be found today willing to serve the Lord. And whatsoever my hand would find to do, may I ask God that He may give me strength to do with all my might to His glory and honor. Because the day comes when I'll not be able to serve Him. When we consider what Christ has done for us. Oh, He said, at the age of 12, I must be about my Father's business. Even at the age of 12 years of age, having that consciousness of the purpose for which He came. And many a night He spent all nights in prayer, up at daylight in the morning to seek the Lord in a lonely place. And then to set His face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem, to bleed, to die, to suffer in agony and shame upon the cross. He did this completed the very work that the Father had sent Him to do. He did it all. He did it willingly. He did it with all His might. And praise God, He has effected for us a glorious salvation, glorious deliverance, and a glorious inheritance in the sky. May God help us to serve Him, the Lord Christ, when we consider what He has done for us. So much has He done. Let us give ourselves to His service. And whatsoever our hand would find to do, may we do it with all our might. For there is no work, nor knowledge, nor device, nor wisdom in the grave of whither we go. May the Lord bless His work, His word to all our hearts today. For Jesus' sake. Amen.